the things that he did at that time for this revolution. If today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by the rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Dr. Zazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, we have started discussing the thoughts and speeches of Sayyid Mohammad Husseini Beheshti, mainly known as Shahid Beheshti in Iran. We know that he was one of the greatest jurists, philosophers, and thinkers of contemporary Iran, who was assassinated, unfortunately, at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. As usual, we play one Persian audio file of this great scholar, and then we'll discuss content of his speech. Let's listen to this Persian audio file, along with the English translation, and then we'll continue our discussion.
Ma'at, yani tak-tak ma insan-ha.
Resurrection denotes a day when every one of us, after death, will face an infinite period of existence, by when every single human being has to come up against all their good and bad deeds they committed before their demise. Resurrection for us is not a matter of monotheistic free society or multi-class society. That multi-class society is the hell, and monotheistic free society the same heaven. No. This is not what the Quran introduces as heaven and hell. A multi-class society is terribly ugly, rejected, and just like the hell, but it is not the hell described in the Quran. A monotheistic free society is so beautiful and similar to heaven, but not the real heaven. We believe in resurrection as to be for every single human being. Everyone will face resurrection, and not that the whole society will move in a historical process to reach the heaven or that monotheistic free society. And that first one is the true resurrection for humanity.
Welcome back. This was the audio file of Shahid Beheshti you listened to along with the English translation regarding the concept of Ma'ad. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, in our previous discussion regarding Ma'ad, you talked about the main difference that exists regarding the definition of Ma'ad in the Holy Quran and among the people. I mean, and Dr. Reza Zadeh very beautifully talked about the Marxist and the communist ideas regarding Ma'ad. What's the Quranic take on Ma'ad? And is what Shahid Beheshti says exactly the Quranic viewpoint regarding Ma'ad or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we listen carefully to what Shahid Beheshti is referring to, he says, like, everyone is making their own Ma'ad. He's referring to this point that we are making our own Ma'ad. There is nothing out there. I think in different programs we mentioned that the heaven and hell that which we will go, obviously, the punishment that we'll have,
yes,
or the rewards that we're going to have, it's because of our own deeds.
That's right.
It's my own personal deeds that will make my paradise or my hell. There is no fire there in the hell. from before. It's my deeds that are turning or converting to a fire for me. Because in the Quran it says, like, your wealth, your children, your belongings, this world belongings will become your, like, the fire for you. And you will be involved in the same punishment. So basically, in the Quranic text, in the Islamic text, it is very much clear that the paradise that we're going to have or the hell is because of their own deeds.
That's all right.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being, He has created them innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, it's their own deeds.
Okay.
You know, whatever you do, you're going to have to face the consequences that you're going to you do in this world. And that's why it is said, like, whatever you fertilize in this world, you will
harvest in the other world. But at the same time, Sayyid Mohsen, some people say that the hell and heaven are your own deeds in this world, and you will see the consequences in this world. Isn't, we can't say, the chastisement and the punishment that the people have in this world a kind of ma'ad-like thing for them?
It is, but it is not the actual ma'ad that is referred in the Quran. And that's what Shahid Beheshti is also referring to.
That's right.
That whatever you see in this world, it is alike the paradise or maybe hell, but it is not the actual hell which
That's
is
right.
referred in the Quran
mm-hmm.
or the actual paradise that you're going to see. Because there, the things are beyond this material or tangible things, we can
An
say.
An understanding of
understanding
this
that
That's
we
right.
have in this
okay.
world.
Okay.
And in order to understand that, you need to refer towards the ultimate knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. ultimate power of Allah
That's
subhanahu
right.
wa ta'ala, because He is the one who's going to give you the eternal life
That's right.
after this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual thing that is going to be obviously transferred from this world to another world is the soul.
That's
because
right.
this body that we have, we mentioned in the previous programs as well,
yes.
like we are 2D, two-dimensional.
Yes.
This body is just a cloth
mm-hmm.
for this world, this material world.
Okay.
This material world is made of nature.
That's right.
The body that is made of mud and clay,
mm-hmm.
it is, we can say, like, it matches this nature.
That's right.
The nature that we have
yes.
here. That's why we do not transfer even fitrah as nature.
Mm-hmm.
It is innate.
Yes.
And that is the fitrah
Tabi'ah
and the soul.
Is different
yes,
from fitrah.
Spirit,
different.
Soul.
Yes.
Or the fitrah is the thing that is actual thing
okay.
and that will be transferred to the next world.
That's all right. Thank you. My side, Mohsen Nahvi.
To answer this question, if I may, I want to just
okay.
add something about what Sayyid mentioned about the,
Very good.
Let's say, the nature of, let's say, hellfire or heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And although what he said is correct about, in my words, the majority of what we will see in the hereafter is the result of our own actions, or let's say the reality of our own actions. If they are good, we will see good. If they are evil, we will see evil in the hereafter. And the hellfire of the hereafter will be actually the manifestation of the reality of our own actions.
That's right.
But at the same time, I just wanted to say that maybe we cannot say there is nothing in addition to that. There is nothing out there except this. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that, and according to even scholars, great scholars like Allama Tabatabai say, mm-hmm. the concept of Ma'ad in Islam is one of the most complicated concepts that we have.
That's right.
It may even be the most complicated concept that we have
mm-hmm.
Because most of the details about Ma'ad cannot be completely understood before we really transfer to the other
oh.
world. We just have we really don't have access to all of those
That's
details.
Right.
Although there is a very large number of the verses of the Quran that talk about Ma'ad, and they are really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, a lot of the details cannot be let's say completely comprehended before we go to the other
actually,
world.
And you know.
And this is why most of the controversial things regarding the world of unseen
exactly.
and the invisible world
yes.
are over here. Sometimes the superstitions are also coming to the scene.
Yes.
And sometimes the non-monotheistic religions are interpreting the concept of Ma'ad as something which is very much different from the Islamic point of view. Brother.
Yes. And you know, to clarify more on this, I want to mention two verses
right.
of the Quran that, based on these two verses and maybe many other verses of the Quran, we can claim that maybe we should not limit the hellfire and the heavens We
should not limit Ma'at to these two.
To the manifestation of the deeds themselves only.
I mean,
because, you know, just look at this verse. It says in chapter 2, verse number 24, it says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. But if you do not, and you will not, it's talking about, an action that God wanted people to bring, a Quran like this to the unbelievers. So if you cannot do that, then beware the fire whose fuel will be humans and stones, prepared for the faithless. Mm-hmm. It is said prepared for the faithless. Okay. It's not only, I mean, that is That's totally right that the manifestation is out there. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, there may be some other things that we don't know the details. Another example is that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. May Allah the Almighty keep us safe from all these punishments.
Yeah.
This verse says...
Really harsh, man.
Yeah, it is really. And he says, oh, this is really moving, actually. Oh, you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel will be people and stones, over which are assigned severe and mighty angels, who do not disobey whatever Allah commands them and carry out what they are commanded.
Okay.
You know, so there are additional things in these additional, it needs a lot of more explanation, but I just wanted to add something.
This is the warning.
An answer to the
Go ahead.
Brother.
Dr. Razadi has said, you know, sometimes in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the past tense. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Okay. Allah was. Kana means was. Ghafuran, forgiving, Rahima, merciful.
That's right.
This was is because he is definitely is. He uses the past tense. In Arabic, there is a term, obviously. They use the past tense to show the certainty of something. In the case of Ma'ad, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it says like the hellfire is made of the humans themselves,
yes,
a kafir, a disbeliever, will join the other disbelievers.
Okay.
It might refer to the other, but can we say that on the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salam, there were the fire of humans? No. You know, that's how we need to obviously think about these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he's talking about the hellfire, that the fire is made of the humans themselves. Mm-hmm. This means that if you are kafir, if you're a disbeliever, you will joining the same people.
That's right.
Who are already in the fire, which is made of themselves.
Okay.
And that's what you join. So here, if we look at the past tense, it is for the certainty that if you follow this path, certainly you will have
so
this.
The fire made of the people.
No
the
doubt, yes. Okay. No doubt that the rewards that are given in hereafter, we cannot imagine about them. Mm-hmm. It is beyond what we think. It is beyond what we think, like what kind of things going to have. For example, in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 84, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu." Whoever does the good thing, that is for him. Khayrun minha. It is better than what he has done. That's yes, there is more reward.
Exactly. That's what I wanted
that.
To say.
Because we cannot obviously think about that reward. He is talking about the rewards, that there is more than that, what you think. You know, sometimes we give more than what our kids, basically, we promise them.
That's right. Yeah.
It depends on the situations. There is something beyond that. But obviously, the main criteria of getting that reward is my own deeds.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I wanted to obviously mention.
You're right, yeah. My only point on that was that in some of the verses of the Quran, we see some terms that might be interpreted in a symbolic way if they have been used in a symbolic way.
Or
metaphorical way.
Yes.
Because it says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَ.
Mm-hmm.
The fuel of that fire is people and the stones.
Okay.
So that people may refer to our deeds, and the stone may refer to something additional.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that someone will be punished additionally to what they have done wrong. But I mean that the nature of the hellfire may be something much more complicated that we
It is because in the same verse 84, like Surah Al-Qasas, Allah says, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ, and whoever does the bad deeds, obviously the sins, فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Sure.
We will not punish them except what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So the punishment is obviously what's going to be the punishment. Allah knows that.
Yeah.
We don't know about that.
Yeah.
There might be other things as a punishment, but there are some things which are tangible for
That's
us to
right.
understand. He has mentioned them in the Quran.
That's all right.
And he made these tangible examples, like they will be the rivers of the milk and the honey and all those. These are the tangible examples.
In order to make it more tangible for the people.
And maybe we need to distinguish between two different things. Mm-hmm. One is the nature of the punishment,
Ahsan.
And one is the amount of the punishment. Mm-hmm. I was mainly talking about the nature of the punishment that may be much more complicated than we think.
Okay.
But the amount of the punishment, yes, you're right. It will definitely be not any more than a person has done wrong, because God is just and will never punish a person more than what they have.
It's against the justice.
These discussions might not warn our dear listeners about the Rahmani picture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Okay, there are so many glad tidings also mentioned in the Holy Quran. But the concept of Ma'ad, as I said, is very controversial. And in order to make it tangible for the people, for the readers of the Holy Quran or different believers, it might be only possible through these metaphors and, we can say, imaginations. Thank you very much, Dr. Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, for your discussion regarding what Shahid Beheshti said regarding Ma'ad. According to the text and the verses of the Holy Quran, it was very kind of you. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Khalaf Islam page, also YouTube page, Khalaf Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Allah.